Welcome to Don't Call It Jazz, KISU's very own listening hang from a jazz musician's perspective. Tonight's show is a continuation of our series, Jazz from Around the World. And what we're going to explore on this episode is jazz music and creative music from the country of Brazil. So much amazing music has come out of this country, a really important culture that contributed so much to the creative and improvised music world. So as we go through tonight's show, I'm going to be doing my best with some of these Portuguese pronunciations, which for my dumb Anglo tongue, I just can't seem to get my mouth around a lot of these syllables. And so for that, I want to give massive thanks and shout out to my sister-in-law, Alana Breen, who's a professor of Spanish and Portuguese at the University of South Carolina. So if you're listening tonight, Alana, thank you so much for the time and the patience you spent teaching me all of these pronunciations and a couple of Portuguese tricks. I hope I do you proud. You are a fantastic teacher. All right, we're going to open the show with a really legendary Brazilian artist. His name is Pichiguinha. And Pichiguinha was a polymath. He was a great dancer, a great musician, a great composer. He played a ton of instruments, maybe most famously saxophone. And he was active in the early 1900s. And this recording, it's actually difficult to find the exact date of the recording, but the best guess is it's going to be sometime in the 40s. And he was a really important choro artist. And choro is this mix of European and African influences. So you got polka, folk, waltz, samba, traditional West African rhythms, all kind of blended together that you get in Brazil with a combination of indigenous people from Brazil, European people from Portugal, and then, of course, the slave trade from West Africa, all mixing together in the 19th century, leading to Pichiguinha taking all those influences and being a musical innovator with his own combinations of those influences plus his genius. So it was popularized in cafes around Rio, and Pichiguinha brought in jazz and ragtime in addition to the choro rhythms after touring Europe and checking out a lot of these rhythms in Paris. So here's a really great example of how jazz music permeates the entire globe and how different artists coming from all these different perspectives and cultures can take this really great, beautiful music and bring it into their culture and their people in a way that is authentic to them. So please enjoy the composition Lamentos by the wonderful artist Pichiguinha. Thank you. Welcome back to Don't Call It Jazz. You are listening to the Brazil episode of our Jazz from Around the World series. And you were just checking out music from Hermeto Pascoal and his composition Voce Vento off his 1980 album, Cerebro Magnético. Hermeto was a Brazilian music, of course, and he grew up in a place in northeastern Brazil that had no power, no electricity whatsoever. He was active in the early 50s and 60s, and he was an albino who couldn't work outside because of the sun. So he spent his entire youth just practicing music in his house, and then went to cafes, gigged, learned a million Brazilian folk songs, and then taught himself jazz from listening to records. And he was discovered by Miles Davis, who was touring in Brazil, and everyone was like, you got to check out this albino guy. And Miles even hired him for a great album called Live Evil, which features some of Hermeto's compositions. And that's eventually what Hermeto became known for, is just this brilliant composer and instrumentalist and improviser who played absolutely every instrument you could imagine. Miles once called him the most impressive musician in the world. Pascoal would make music with anything. There is recordings of him with his band in a river, just making music, slapping the water and taking reeds and blowing different flutes out of them and harmonizing them. He's played drums on irons. He once conducted a traffic jam. There's even a recording of him playing a pig like a bongo drum. The man is just infinitely creative, and this song Voce Vento is proof and concept of that. Hermeto Pascoal, highly recommended, one of these brilliant geniuses coming out of Brazil that was able to find his voice through jazz music and yet still remain a vanguard himself. Moving on, we're going to check out the just one of the most important Brazilian bossa nova albums of all time, called Getz Gilberto, from 1964. And this is Stan Getz and João Gilberto with their composition Doralice. João Gilberto is a really important musician and brought bossa nova to the world with his compositions and his guitar and his vocals. And this is one of the best-selling jazz albums of all time, Getz Gilberto. And it kicked off this massive phenomenon that just swept through jazz and continues to this day. And in this sense, it's a really important record that it blew up the jazz scene in 1964, gave a bit of a warning sign that jazz music cannot just be an American art form, that for it to realize its full potential, it had to allow for musicians and composers and artists from all over the world and from different cultures to come in and to innovate along with it. And I think for me, like, that's the whole concept of why I call this show Don't Call It Jazz. Because a lot of times when people say jazz, it pigeonholes a music that's actually infinite. Jazz music is this opportunity. It's this chance for artists from everywhere to express themselves and with improvisation and with creative music, and this is no different. And so you have this bossa nova movement that was able to take jazz as this wave and put all of this Brazilian influence of cafe music, and in fact bossa nova music, which is known for being quiet, was innovated by João Gilberto and Antonio Carlos Jobim, who we'll hear from later, because they played it in their apartments in Rio and they had to be really quiet because they were rehearsing late at night. And so even these kinds of like cultural phenomenons are going to inform this music. And it's why I've dedicated my life to jazz. I just love it so much for it being a voice for everyone. So please enjoy Doralice off of the 1964 album Getz Gilberto. And this is one of my favorite compositions. It's a little quick jazz tune, but it's just so fun. So enjoy. Ding, 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 ding. Ding, 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 ding. Doralice, eu bem que lhe disse, amar é tolice, é bobagem, é ilusão. Eu prefiro viver tão sozinho ao som do lamento do meu violão. Doralice, eu bem que lhe disse, olha essa embrulhada em que vou me meter.
Agora, amor, Doralice, meu bem, como é que nós vamos fazer? Doralice, o bem que lhe disse, amar é tolice, é bobagem, é ilusão. Eu prefiro viver tão sozinho, ao som do lamento do meu violão. Doralice, o bem que lhe disse, olha essa embrulhada em que vou me meter. Agora, amor, Doralice, meu bem, como é que nós vamos fazer? Um belo dia você me surgiu, eu quis fugir, mas você insistiu. Alguma coisa bem que andava me avisando, até parece que eu estava adivinhando. Eu bem que não queria me casar contigo, bem que não queria enfrentar este perigo, Doralice. Agora você tem que me dizer, como é que nós vamos fazer?
Have seemed when she told me that she loved me. How unmoved and cold I must have seemed when she told me so sincerely. Must have asked, did I just turn and stare in icy silence? What was I to say? What can you say when a love affair is over? Now she's gone away, and I'm alone with a memory of her last look. Vague and drawn and sad, I see it still. All her heartbreak in that last look.
Ah, porque você foi falso assim, assim, tão desalmado.
Oh, what was I to do? What can one do when a love affair is over?
Back to Don't Call It Jazz. This is the Brazil episode of the Jazz from Around the World series. You just heard two compositions by Antonio Carlos Jobim. The first one was How Insensitive, with Jobim joined by Frank Sinatra off the 1967 album Francis Albert Sinatra and Antonio Carlos Jobim. That's the name of the record. And then after that, what you just heard was his composition Lamento off the 1967 album Wave. So going back to the Sinatra-Jobim album, this is a really fun record where you get Sinatra and Jobim, who's considered the father of bossa nova. And just, it's a sign of how powerful the Brazilian influence was on American jazz. At that point, you have the most, like probably the most popular American musician, let alone the most popular American jazz musician in Sinatra, joining Jobim. And it's this wonderful session. And it's beautifully orchestrated by a guy named Klaus Ogerman, who also arranged Wave, which came out that same year. This is just a masterpiece. Wave is one of my favorite albums. Klaus Ogerman's all over it, arranged strings and winds and brass, and it's just chock full of top-notch jazz musicians. Irby Green's on this, Ron Carter's on it, Jimmy Cleveland, Jerome Richardson. I mean, you look at the back of this album and it's just a who's who. And it featured many classic standards on the album, Jobim Originals. This is Wave I'm talking about, that have become seminal works that every jazz musician just needs to know, cemented Jobim's reputation as one of the most important jazz musicians, period, let alone being the father of bossa nova music, a mature artistic statement. This is not just a flash in the pan thing, bossa nova, obviously. Well, we're going to turn left, and we're going to listen to a wonderful musician called Abelita Maite Mateus, sorry about my pronunciation. Many shout outs to my sister-in-law, Alana Breen, who's a Spanish and Portuguese professor at the University of South Carolina, helped me with a lot of these, and I hope I do you proud. So again, Mateus, this is the composition Capim off the 2017 album Vivendi. She's a Brazilian musician, started off as a classical pianist, and then went to William Patterson, which is a jazz school, and studied jazz. And she melds these traditional samba and bossa rhythms with contemporary jazz and also some classical, contemporary classical influences as well. Just a really wonderful young pianist, worth checking out. Again, Abelita Mateus, you can check out the playlist online and her composition, Capim.
Vara de coiapeira na beira do rio, paro para me benzer. Mãe d'água sai um pouquinho desse seu leitinho que eu tenho carinho para lhe fazer. Capim do vale, vara de coiapeira na beira do rio, paro para me benzer. Mãe d'água sai um pouquinho desse seu leitinho que eu tenho carinho para lhe fazer. Pinheiros do Paraná, que bom ter luz com areia no mar. Mangas para pitombeiras da Boborema, mas o meu troco do Jeremá. Que perdeu, mas lutou que eu vi. Jari não é Deus, mas acham que eu sei. Que fim levou o amor. Plantei um pé de flor, deu capim. Capim do vale, vara de coiapeira na beira do rio, paro para me benzer. Na água sai um pouquinho desse seu leitinho que eu tenho carinho para lhe fazer. Capim do vale, vara de coiapeira na beira do rio, paro para me benzer. Na água sai um pouquinho desse seu leitinho que eu tenho carinho para lhe fazer. Pinheiros do Paraná, que bom ter luz com areia no mar. Mangas para pitombeiras da Boborema, emas de mel, troco do Jurema. Que perdeu, mas lutou que eu vi. Jari não é Deus, mas acham que sim. Que vem, levou o amor. Plantei um pé de flor, deu capim. Vara de coiapeira na beira do rio, paro para me benzer. Mãe d'água sai um pouquinho desse seu leitinho que eu tenho carinho para lhe fazer. Capim do vale, vara de coiapeira na beira do rio, paro para me benzer. Mãe d'água sai um pouquinho desse seu leitinho que eu tenho carinho para lhe fazer. Pinheiros do Paraná, que bom ter luz com areia no mar. Mangas para pitombeiras da Boborema, emas de mel no tronco do Jurema. Perdeu, mas lutou que eu vi. Jari não é Deus, mas acham que sim. Que vem, levou o amor. Plantei um pé de flor, deu capim. de chegar e os passarinhos vão cantar, pois a alegria vai voltar e todo mundo que foi embora vai voltar agradecendo a Deus. Todo mundo vai rezar e cantar: Deus é a vida, a luz e a verdade, Deus é o amor, a confiança, a felicidade, Deus é a vida, a luz e a verdade, Deus é o amor, a confiança, a felicidade. Todo mundo vai embora, pois a chuva não quer parar, ninguém mais quer ficar, só eu, sozinho, vou me molhar. Mas eu tenho fé que a chuva há de passar, que aquele sol tão puro de manhãzinha bem quentinho há de chegar, e os passarinhos vão cantar, pois a alegria vai voltar, e todo mundo que foi embora vai voltar agradecendo a Deus. Todo mundo vai rezar e cantar: Deus é a vida, a luz e a verdade, Deus é o amor, a confiança, a felicidade, Deus é a vida, a luz e a verdade, Deus é o amor, a confiança, a felicidade, Deus é a vida, a luz e a verdade, Deus é o amor, a confiança, a felicidade, Deus é a vida.
Welcome back to Don't Call It Jazz. This is the Brazil episode of the Jazz from Around the World series. You were just listening to the wonderful vocalist Gal Costa and her composition, Deus é o Amor. And this is off her 1969 album, self-titled, just called Gal Costa. Gal was this incredible vocalist, great singer, and a really important artist of the Tropicália movement that came about in the mid-60s. Tropicália was built off bossa nova and samba, but it also mixed with like American psychedelic music and rock music from England and the United States. And this was protest music, because if you don't know the history of Brazil in the 60s, 70s, and 80s, is they were under an absolutely brutal military dictatorship. And tropical music was a way for musicians in Brazil to play music that sounded kind of funky and fun and dance-like, yet the lyrics were always subversive and critical of the government. A really great artist, Gal Costa, as you can hear, really high energy. Before that, we listened to Arthur Verocai in his composition Sylvia off the 1972 album Arthur Verocai. So he was a classical musician and conductor, and he built this really successful career as an arranger for sessions for musicals, TV, movies, stuff like that, even other artists' albums. And after a lot of success behind the scenes, he was given a contract to create his first solo album. And boy, is it a doozy. This record, Arthur Verocai, is beautiful. It's these luscious string arrangements, these stunning songs, and then he has this real vulnerable voice. I just love it. It's real unique. It's a real intense record, but also beautiful. A strong musical identity with this guy. And it was totally lost and out of print until it was recently reissued. A total lost classic. And Arthur Verocai, with this record, seems to belong along with the likes of Gil Evans and Billy Strayhorn in terms of these real genius arrangers and composers. And with these two songs and a bunch more that we'll listen to, I also want to give a shout out to my good friend Eduardo Arenas, who hit me to a lot of this underground psychedelic Brazilian music, for he lived in Brazil, and now he's a really wonderful bass player living in LA and playing with the great band Chicano Batman, whose recent album is really, really good. So big shout out to Eduardo for hipping me to a lot of this music that we're checking out tonight. Moving on, we're going to kind of work our way back into jazz with a really brilliant jazz vocalist and musician and composer named Luciana Souza. And this is her composition, Choro No. 3, off her 2020, this year, album, Storytellers. So Luciana is a daughter of a bossa nova guitarist and studied classical and jazz guitar and composition as a youth, went to Berkeley, majored in jazz, and then really built this successful career in New York City. Such an awesome artist, such a great voice. I love this composition, Choro No. 3.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Don't Call It Jazz. This is the Brazil episode of the Jazz from Around the World series. You were just listening to Ciro Baptista, the great drummer, with his composition Tap on the Cajon from the 2005 album called Love the Donkey, which is just a riot. I love this record. Baptista was a Brazilian percussionist, got a scholarship to go to the Creative Music School in New York. And when he was in New York at the time, he was hanging out with all the avant-garde cats like John Zorn in the Loft scene, and then eventually worked with Herbie and Yo-Yo Ma and Wynton and Sting, and he just became this really successful musician. But the guy's a wacko, man. He just loves all these super creative things, lots of fun. All of his albums are a blast. They're wacky. It's like this mix of Frank Zappa and Hermeto Pascoal and Prince. I mean, it just like everything that this guy does is just such a delight. So I really love this guy. I really love that song, Tap the Cajon. And this is Ciro Baptista. Moving on, we're going to check out a really cool kind of like a funk Afrobeat band that's modern called Bixinga 70 is the name of the band. And this is their composition, Martelo, off their 2015 album, which is just called Three. A funk party band from Sao Paulo. You got some Afrobeat in there, some funk, and some cool like Brazilian pop style. So enjoy.
Thank you. maltratei, sim, maltratei demais.
Dói!
E machuquei, que, meu coração que bate calado, que bate calado, que bate, bate.
Dói, dói, dói!
Oh, oh, oh. Oi, 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 oi. Calado, que bate calado, que bate, bate.
Dói, dói,
dói. Oi, 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 oi.
Calma, nada você vai encontrar. A vida em seus métodos descalma. Vai com calma, você vai chegar. Se existe desespero, é contra a calma, é. E sem ter calma, nada você vai encontrar. Deus, Pai Criador, criou com calma. E em 7 dias, muita calma demonstrou. Vocês aí estão discutindo, tenham calma. Passa só um sorriso, ele é de aviso, vem acalmar. Os até hoje, sem haver calma, desencontro paga. No corre, corre, no desespero, o nego até se mata. Vocês aí estão me ouvindo, tenham calma. Passa só um sorriso, ele é de aviso, vem acalmar. Partida. goleiro perdeu a mesma. Sem vergonha, olha o score. Também falei: calma nas oficinas, nos postos de gasolina, principalmente nas maternidades, hospitais e escolas. Também falei: calma e silêncio na igreja, e senhora harmonia onde quer que haja calma. Olha as menininhas, manhas, maçãs e maranhas, e muita calma, é macete. A vida tem seus métodos, diz calma. Vai com calma, você vai chegar. Se existe desespero, é contra a calma. É, e sem ter calma, nada você vai encontrar. Deus, Pai Criador, criou com calma. E em 7 dias, muita calma demonstrou.
Calma!
Vocês aí estão discutindo, tenham calma. Faça só um sorriso, ele é de aviso, tenha calma. Pois até hoje, sem haver calma, desencontro paca. No corre, corre, no desespero, o nego até se mata. Vocês aí estão me ouvindo, tenham calma. Ele é de aviso, venha calma. Calma, calma,
calma,
calma,
calma,
calma, calma, calma, calma,
calma,
calma, calma, calma, calma,
calma,
calma, calma,
calma,
calma, calma,
calma,
calma, calma, calma, calma,
calma,
calma, calma.
Welcome back to Don't Call It Jazz. This is the Brazil episode of the Jazz from Around the World series. You just listened to a couple of really awesome artists. First, it was Tom Zay with his composition Doi off his 1976 album Estudando o Samba. After that, you heard G. Melu with his composition A Vida em Suis. Ooh, this is a tricky one. A Vida em Suis. Métodos diz calma. Boy, that was brutal. That's the best I could do. And that's off his 1975 album, G. Melu. So Tom Zay and G. Melu both came from the kind of Tropical / MPB, which is like a Brazilian pop label, 70s scene. So you got this like mix of funk and bossa nova and rock and jazz and just like a really deep scene down there in Brazil. And G. Melu specifically was apparently this legendary performer who built a really strong following down there in the 70s with his charisma and talent as a singer, a guitarist, and a performer. And all the things he released are just absolutely outstanding. So before we check out this last song, a couple more thanks. Thank you very much to my sister-in-law, Alana Breen, for the help with the pronunciation throughout tonight's episode. I hope I did you just a little bit of proud with the best that I could do with these really tricky Brazilian pronunciations. Thanks for helping me. You were a wonderful teacher. And then also good thanks to my good friend, Eduardo Arenas, who introduced me to a lot of these kind of funkier, psychedelic Brazilian artists that I never would have heard of. Eduardo's a wonderful bassist and musician and composer living in LA, and he spent some time in Brazil really digging through crates, finding some cool stuff down there. We're going to end with the legend Milton Nascimento and his composition Cravo e Canela, which it translates to clove and cinnamon. This is off his 1976 breakthrough album, Milton. Just a great artist, Milton Nascimento, a samba musician, a dancer, a vocalist. He worked with Herbie and Wayne Shorter, and he just was an absolute superstar throughout the 70s and 80s. And this is just like one of the coolest, most fun songs I think I've ever heard in my life. So Cravo e Canela off his 76 album, Milton. This is Milton Nascimento. Thank you.
quem temperou, cigarra quem temperou, a cor de canela. A lua morena dançando, vendo o ventre da noite, o sol da manhã. A chuva cigana dançando, os rios, o mel do cacau e o sol da manhã. Ei, morena, quem temperou, cigarra quem temperou, o cheiro do cravo. Ei, menina, quem temperou,
thanks for tuning in tonight to Don't Call It Jazz. This was our Brazil episode off our Jazz from Around the World series. Thanks again to my sister-in-law, Alana Breen, for the pronunciation help, and to my good friend Eduardo for the recommendations of some cool Brazilian records. You can listen to Don't Call It Jazz every first and last Saturday of the month at 7 p.m. Mountain Time on 91.1 FM. You can also check us out anytime you'd like on KISU.org. The theme song that you're listening to was composed by myself and performed by a bunch of really talented ISU jazz students. The show was edited by Ryan Tomlinson and is sponsored by ISU Credit Union. Until next time, thank you for lending me your ears and have a wonderful weekend. See you next time.